It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, September 9th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. On Mondays, we like to talk big ideas, and some of those ideas come from the classroom. As kids all over the country are tumbling groggily out of bed and getting back into the learning grind this month, we're keeping an eye on Maryland high school junior Jack Andreka. Why? A few years ago, he came up with a diagnostic test for pancreatic cancer that's 168 times faster than current tests, and he's gearing up for another big year of innovation. Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Tell me where the idea for your diagnostic test came from.
The idea actually came to me in my high school biology class when I was reading about carbon nanotubes, and then we were learning about these things called antibodies, essentially molecules that only react with one specific protein, like a lock and key. And I thought, hey, maybe if I put these two things together, I can maybe detect cancer, and it turned out I could.
If you're talking about nanotubes in eighth grade, I suppose you're in a pretty advanced biology class.
Well, no, we weren't talking about nanotubes in the class. I snuck in an article on those. So it's kind of like, instead of reading a comic book, editing scientific articles.
So you happened to be in biology class, but you were reading about something else.
Yeah. So my biology teacher, she actually took the article from me once I had the idea and said, pay attention.
So you had to wait until after school to get serious about your upcoming invention.
Yeah.
Do you have another invention or another holy grail of innovation that you're hoping to complete in the next couple of years?
Yes, I actually do. I am currently working on something called the Tricorder X Prize, which is a $10 million prize to develop something the size of a smartphone that you can pretty much diagnose any disease with. And there are 300 teams competing it right now, all adults. And I've got a team of all high schoolers, and so it's going to be kids versus adults, kind of.
Do you have a sense of what you'd like to be when you grow up?
I actually have no clue what I want to be when I grow up. I don't even know what college I want to go to. I'm still, like, studying for my SATs, which is, like, really nerve-wracking. But, I have no clue so far. And so hopefully soon I'll figure out what I want to be.
Jack Andreka is a high school junior in Maryland. Jack, thank you.
Thank you.
It's a big week for Apple. The company's expected to announce a new and less expensive iPhone, but the big move might be a long-rumored Apple television. The tech giant will announce new hardware and software updates at an event tomorrow. And before we go, an app for city dwellers, MetroNap. Make sure you never fall asleep and ride the subway to the last stop by mistake ever again. It uses your smartphone's accelerometer to detect movement and sound an alarm right before your stop. Unfortunately, it does not stop you from drooling in public. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.